Think about your last workout. What exercises did you do and why did you do those exercises? Was it because you just always done it? You saw someone else doing it? You felt like you were getting a good workout, good sweat, good burn? Or did you have specific reasons of why you were doing certain exercises that aligns with your performance goals? In this episode, I just want to go over breaking this down and having a solid reason why you're doing every single exercise, every single rep and set. And it's really this intention and this purpose-driven strategy that's going to help to elevate your performance and help you to perform your absolute best. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about everything that's related to optimizing human performance. And for all the returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in to another episode. And for everyone out there, if you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great guest interviews, guests who've come on, shared their stories, their journey, something that we can relate to in some shape or form that will help us along our journey to elevate our performance in sports and activities. And on top of that, I've covered solo topics, solo episodes that's covered a small chunk of something that's related to some aspect of human performance, whether that's injury prevention, rehabilitation, strength and conditioning, sports nutrition, or anything else that's related to reaching your peak potential. In addition to this podcast, also be sure to check out all of the other free content that I have across my social media channels. My YouTube channel as well has a lot of video highlight clips of the guest interviews. And I know that I've been a little busy. It's a super hectic time. So I know I need to pick that up, but stay tuned for more because I will start to put out more content out there. And it's really just helping this community of people that are trying to optimize their performance and elevate everything that they're doing to reach their goals. Everything across the board, you can find me at HNL Movement, my YouTube channel as well. And if you're finding a lot of value and benefit from this content, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anyone else that might benefit from it, and also interact with me. I would love to hear some feedback or questions that you may have. And I'll do my best to offer some insights or perspectives, or even if you have specific individual questions, then be sure to contact me. I would love to interact with you as well. And with that, let's jump into today's episode. It's another short and sweet solo episode. And I want to talk about this idea as to having a good reason as to why you're doing something. I've always thought that you can choose from probably millions of exercises out there, with all different variations, techniques, how you're doing that movement, what types of resistance or load are you doing with. There's so many combinations of how we can incorporate exercises into our training program. Yes, you could just do tons and tons of variety and just kind of throw everything in the kitchen sink at your training program, but is that always going to be the most intentional or beneficial for you? My perspective is it's probably not. I would rather select very sound exercises that aligns with what I want to achieve, my performance goals, and really start to practice those types of movements, practice those types of resistances, loads, emphasize what you want to work on, stability, strength, power, velocity of movement, enhancing the coordination, or maybe just being able to do that in a more reactive manner. There's so many endless possibilities that we can throw into the mix that adds dimensions to our exercises. So with that being said, I would focus on doing and practicing a very select few of exercises and making sure that those are the most bang for your buck or the highest priority of exercise that you need that will help to reach your goals. And that's the first point that I want to bring up, is you should have a strong reason of why you're doing an exercise. And I think this comes along with having very clear and very purposeful, targeted reasons of why you're doing a certain exercise. And what I mean by this is everyone can say at a superficial level, I'm doing this exercise to make my quad stronger, or I'm doing this to develop leg strength, or I'm doing this to develop core stability. But what I'm trying to get at is that we can dig deeper and find better reasons for why we're doing a certain exercise. And if you're doing an exercise just because you saw someone else doing it, that might not be the best reason for you as an individual. So what I mean is that there has to be a thought process. For example, let's say you are trying to develop your leg strength, and maybe you're doing something really basic, like a squat or a deadlift. What type of variation you're doing, how you're going to implement it, what type of resistance you're going to use, all of these things need to be very strategic and clear as to why you're choosing a certain exercise and the means of doing that exercise. For example, if we talk about the deadlift, we can do a conventional deadlift, we can do a trap bar deadlift, we can do a deadlift with unstable loads, we can do a deadlift at a slower tempo, a faster tempo, maybe we need to break down and do the deadlift barefooted. And all of these different dimensions of the exercise, it has to be thought out in a clear and a strategic fashion. And to me, that's the why behind your training. So then you're not doing hundreds of exercises to develop leg strength. You're being very clear with this exercise, it checks off a lot of the things that I want to work on. And that is going to be the best bang for my buck, and I should throw in this exercise. And don't get me wrong, it's not all about the technical aspect sometimes. Sometimes it's choosing between two exercises that provide the same type of adaptation, but one is more enjoyable. Maybe you're gonna push harder in that exercise. So again, it's all of these dimensions of trying to have a strong why behind why you're doing these exercises and make sure that you're picking the most beneficial or the highest priority exercises to put into your training program. And that's something that is not always as clear as people probably would like. You're not just doing exercises to feel muscle soreness or burn or get a good sweat, because anything can do that. I can give you the most nonsense thing and make you feel like your muscles got super tired and fatigued, make you feel like you got a good sweat, yet it may have never checked off anything that you really need to work on. And that brings me to my second point, is to assess what training essentials you need. What are your non-negotiables that you need to work on? And what is going to align with what you want to achieve, whether that's your sport, your activity, maybe you're addressing certain injuries that you've had in the past. You need to make sure that whatever we're doing, we're including those essential exercises. So for example, maybe some people really need to work on core stability. That's going to change the exercise, the means of resistance, how you're going to move in a certain exercise, versus someone that might need to really focus on addressing some of the asymmetries. Maybe they're going to choose a different type of exercise, different type of resistance, different type of focus point. And this can go on and on and on. You're getting to deeper layers as to why are you doing an exercise. And sometimes it's not even changing the actual exercise. It might be just changing small things. Maybe this person is going to squat barefooted with a different type of percentage of load or something to work on certain things, where this person is going to do the same exercise. They can do it with their shoes on, and they're going to focus on doing it with maximal force and resistance, regardless of speed and power, right? There's certain things that we need to understand how to tweak, and we can cater some of these things to what you need as an individual. And of course, this adds a lot of complexity to where you are in your phase of your sport calendar. What are we trying to emphasize and focus on now? But the big thing is that regardless of whatever you're doing and training for, throw in the big essentials first. Focus on that. All of the other things, if it's not checking off some of the essential things that you need to target and you need to implement, then those things need to be placed lower on your priority list. And that's something that, again, it ties into just having a good reason why every single exercise and every single detail of your training program, why you're doing it. Don't just do things just because. And then that leads me into my last point, is to really create a systematic approach. And I know everyone has different styles, but I found that, at least for me, how I can work with athletes, what my athletes really need, is that it helps to have a systematic approach. And I think this applies to a lot of things in life, right? If you don't have a systematic approach, usually it's very inefficient. You might be doing too much of some things, you might be neglecting and skipping over other things, but if you have a systematic approach to make sure that you're covering all your bases, I think that leads to more productivity. It leads to better use of your time, of course, very efficient training programs, and also just yields to maximizing your results and providing better and better results. This is something that I see over and over. The higher levels you get up in your sport and your activities, the higher levels athletes compete at, really, we're not getting more and more time in a day. We're just learning how to make our workouts, our training programs way more efficient. And this is the true definition, I think, to me, of really prioritizing quality over quantity. Because we all have 24 hours in a day. We have to sleep, we have to eat, we have to take care of other stuff, we have to recover, and then we have to train and work out. For those athletes that are already working out consistently, right? You're already putting enough time. It's not about working out more. It's not about doing more. It's about figuring out how to maximize that time that you are working out and fill it with these big essential exercises. Fill it with the priority of what you need to focus on. And then this is where it gets challenging, because I think a great strength coach will be able to fine-tune that program to give you all of the essentials. It's not just adding more things on or throwing more things in the mix. It's figuring out how to prioritize this and give you the essentials and maximize your time. And again, that goes back to the question of asking yourself, why am I doing this exercise? And have a strong, strong reason as to why you're putting this into your training program and why you're practicing this. So overall, I want you to think about, how can I further understand what are the essentials that I need to put into my exercise training program? Start to have a deeper and deeper understanding. If you're at a plateau, you definitely want to try to target and make your exercises very catered to what you need to work on. If you're trying to focus on getting better at certain things that translates to your sports, whether that's jumping higher, maybe moving laterally quicker, maybe getting faster straight ahead linear speed, maybe getting a faster first step burst, or maybe just trying to prevent some of the aches and pains that you feel after your practices or your games. This is where it becomes extremely essential. We need to have a deeper understanding as to what types of things do we need to work on. What are our weaknesses? What opportunities do we have where if we beef this part up of our body, that it will translate into, again, better workouts, better training sessions, better practices, and better performance in sports. So the take-home message here and the action step here is to look at your program. If you don't even have your program written down, that may be the first step to start at. You need to see what are you actually doing. And you need to see all of the workouts that you're doing in a week and see what your goals are this training block and see, are you hitting all of the big essential exercises that will help you to get and reach your goals? And if you already have everything written out, see what you can do to deepen your understanding as to why is this exercise important to achieve whatever you're trying to achieve. And if it's a little fuzzy, you don't exactly know why. And again, deeper than this is just to strengthen your quads. This is to work your glutes. This is to work your chest. If you're there, that's good. But I want you to go deeper. See, is there a better exercise that I can throw in here that's really going to help me to reach a certain intended benefit? And then once you start to do that, put it into practice. Throw in these different exercises and see, are they actually working for you? And I guarantee we all can look at our certain training program right now and we can at least identify one exercise that this might not be the best exercise for me to do right now. Maybe there's a different exercise, different movement, different resistance, different tweak that I can make to this exercise. And I want you to replace it. That's your action step. And this will help to make your exercise more purposeful, more efficient. And again, if you're stuck, then ask a professional. Ask a professional or someone that has experience working with a lot of athletes, not only just doing it themselves, but working with a lot of different athletes, and see what types of things you can throw in there. Because again, this will help you to deepen your understanding and make your exercise and training program a lot more efficient. And for anyone out there, if you have ideas that have worked for you, be sure to share it on social media, tag me in it too. I would love to have some discussions as to what types of things might work a little better for certain goals. And this will also help the community of people that are trying to go in the same direction as you. So share all of these things on social media. Again, my social media across the board is at H&L Movements. If you have any questions, reach out. I would love to hear some feedback or share a different perspective or provide some insight. And this will all help us to get better. Help us to make our training programs better and help you to maximize your time, your effort, your energy, and in turn, your overall results and performance. Again, be sure if anyone else needs to hear this, share it with them, share this episode with them. And of course, reach out if you have any questions. Other than that, that is all that I have for this episode. I release episodes every Tuesday, so be sure to check back every Tuesday. Share this with anyone who might want or need to hear this. And stay tuned for more great episodes coming up in the near future. I hope everyone has a great rest of your week. Do something to tweak that training program just a little bit, make it a little bit more efficient, and keep working towards all of your goals. Until next episode, enjoy the rest of your week. Aloha.